Good morning, good people. It is 22nd July 2020. We celebrate the feast of Saint Mary Magdalene. The readings are from Song of Songs, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, and the Gospel from John, chapter 20, verses 1 to 2 and 11 to 18. Quest of our hearts is God, then we will find God. If the distress in seeking God is not distracted by desires, we certainly find God not only in our hearts but also in the lives of the others. What we seek with our efforts eludes. Whatever we seek with our heart embraces. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6. In the first reading, we reflect about a heart that longs to meet the one in love. Quote, "Let me seek him whom my soul loves." Unquote. Song of Songs, chapter 3, verse 2. At times we seek and search for people and things we end up finding somehow. But our seeking for God could be much frustrating and unrewarding at times. Quote, "My heart says of you, seek his face, your face, Lord, I will seek." Unquote. Psalm 27 verse 8. Even if we do not find God, God finds us through God's only Son, Jesus. Our bodies get settled with what they experience with the eyes, while our souls seek the face of the one in love unceasingly. Quote, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Unquote. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13. Our seeking for God never ends. Our desires and emotions cannot feed the longing of our souls. Once our hearts find the one in love, never let go of the intimacy, and to cherish its relationship in feeling the security that sought after. Quote, "If you seek him, he will be found by you." Unquote. 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 9. The responsorial psalm expresses its deep longing. "My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God." Psalm 63 verse 2. In the Gospel, we reflect about Mary Magdalene, whose heart's longing to see the risen Lord culminated in an encounter. "I have seen the Lord." John chapter 20 verse 18. Like her, we too seek the Lord during these difficult, tired days more than ever. May we find the Lord in the suffering humanity that is bruised by war, sickness, natural disasters, and pandemic. May the intercession and devotion of Mary Magdalene help us to recognize the face of Jesus our souls are longing to encounter in our brothers and sisters beyond our comfort and secured zones of life. May you have a good day. God bless you.